Good morning. It's Dr. Pillay. I want to welcome you to our weekly podcast. You know, today's going to be an interesting podcast, if you will. The topic's going to be, are you in love? I think this is a great topic since I have so many guys that come to me that truly have asked me the question. So I've got some ideas on this. I'm going to give you eight ideas that sort of bring that to mind. You know, we're looking at the holiday season. It's third week in September, and my God, Walmart has their Christmas trees up. I couldn't believe it. They had Santa Claus up there at the front door, a big plastic guy with those moving parts, whatever. You know, it's kind of hard to believe, but we're 6 weeks away from Halloween, and everybody's got decorations or candy or food, whatever. But the ideas that I'm trying to give you today have to do with helping you figure out your life, figure out what makes sense to you. So I want to talk to you a little bit about this notion of, are you in love? I want to remind you that I've been doing group work here in Tampa for about 20 years. I've done a radio show for 2 years. I've been on TV. I've got a couple of books out there. This year I'll finish my 11,000th client. And so I've got a pretty good idea about this notion of, are you in love? So, you know, I'd like to give you some ideas, if you will, that might make you think about this, especially if it's something that's relevant to you today. But number one, you know, are you scared to death? You know, do you feel like your stomach's in knots? Are you anxious? You know, you're kind of worried about, is she going to like you? You know, and you have thoughts about, oh my God, this is too good. Is it going to last? Your thoughts about the last one and the makeup, the breakup, and how it hurt. You know, you recall all that, and it scares the crap out of you. And you know, you just, your mind spins. You go to bed at night, you fret, you worry. But you know what? The next morning, you get up and you say, "I'm gonna go for it anyway. I'm gonna take it one more step. Let's see. Let's see what happens here." Number one, you're scared to death. Number two, you find that you'll do anything to make her happy. You know, what happened to the old you? What happened to the one that was picky? The one that didn't like eating raw fish? Or for that matter, going to restaurants that had lots of loud music? But gosh, now you find yourself trying new things. You know, and that crazy dog she's got that's got hair everywhere. My God, it's like family. You not only know the dog by its name, but you'll bring him for walk. And you know what? It's all good because you'll just do anything to make her happy. Number three, you know, you can't get her off your mind. It's double overtime. The Saints are down by 21. It's that field goal. It's about to be kicked. And oh, wait. Oh, my God. I wonder what she's doing right now. Where is she? I wonder if she's thinking about me. Maybe I should text her to see if she texts back. You know, kind of. Maybe I should call her. That's right. I'll call her and see if she's watching the game, too. You know, there it is. She's always on your mind, day in, day out. You're thinking about her, and for the better part of you, you're kind of wondering, you know, I wonder if she's thinking about me too. Yep, that's number three, and you're a goner. Number four, you just want to be a better guy. You know, the stakes are high in relationships like this. She blows your mind. You know, you find yourself faced with some real interesting situations. You might be spending a little more than you should. You're finding that you're hitting the gym. You want to get a few pounds off. After all, you look really good in that shirt with those pants. And, you know, you want to look good for her. Besides, you know, when she's rubbing the back of your neck and your shoulders and you're home alone with her in her living room, yeah, it's worth it. You want to be a better guy. Number five, you're happy when she's happy. Wow, it's not about you anymore. You know, her boss was giving her a bad time, and you've listened to her, and you're giving her some ideas about, let me help you get that guy off your back. Or she's sick and not feeling so good, but that's okay. You'll run to the store. You'll get her some soup or some crackers. You'll go to Taco Bell or wherever it is that she likes that special food because you just really want her to feel good. You want the old her back. And when you get her back, you know you'll be happy. Number six. When good things happen, you can't wait to share them with her. You know, she's always on your mind. You never stop thinking about her. But when she's not there, you kind of wonder, where is she? Can I text her? Will she pick up the phone? And when you're head over heels for someone, You want to hold her hand in public. You want people to see you together. You want to smile and laugh. You want to be recognized as a couple. Because you know what? She's pretty special. And again, you know, you can't figure out how you got her, but you're certainly not going to lose her. But by all means, when something good happens, I want to pick up the phone. I want to call her. I want to text her. I want her to know. Number seven, now you know you're in trouble. Because you're out with the guys and you're at a local bar. And there's this chick behind there. And man, she is so hot. And you're looking right at her. And all of a sudden you realize you don't care. You really don't care. You know, I really miss being with my woman. Where is she now? Maybe she should come and let me pick up the phone and give her a call. Nah, but the guys will never accept that she's going to, you know, spend the night with us now because you're no longer a loner. You know, it makes you crazy. It makes you nuts because here you are out with the buds and there's all kind of women and you don't care. You want to be with her. Where is she at? There's no one that walks, talks, acts like her. And you know what? If I get in my car right now, I could probably be over there in 20 minutes. And number eight, you know, for whatever it's worth, you can't resist her anymore. And you've come to realize she owns your soul. You know, believe me, you might have tried to put her out of your mind now and then. Or maybe you found that she is so much in your mind that you just don't want to think about it. You've tried to resist it, but now you realize there's no such thing as another woman. You're happy when she's happy. And when she's sad, tired, or sick, you're not happy until she is not sad or not tired or not sick. You know, you practically know all there is to know about her. Good and bad, and you don't care about anything but sharing time with her. Yeah, you can't resist her anymore, dude. Guess what? You're in love. Hey, that's Dr. Play. I'd like you to just think about these ideas. Now, I've got some other concepts here about, you know, what are the characteristics of a lasting relationship, a love relationship. And I discuss about how acquaintances move through the five levels of relationship, how acquaintances become friends, friends roommates, roommates companions, and companions lovers. But my belief is that it's not good enough just to be emotionally connected. You have to have these other things going for you. You know, I hope you stay tuned, listen to my next podcast. It's going to be a good one. I look forward to hearing from you again. Again, I'm Dr. Play. I'm on interventionsinc.com. You can see me at Facebook. Send me a line. Have a good evening.